Today's major COVID-19 development, the UK's approval of a vaccine, the first country to take that step, clearing the way for vaccinations there soon. As in the US, when a program starts here in the UK, elderly residents of nursing homes and frontline healthcare workers will be the first to get the shots developed by Pfizer and the German company BioNTech. Pfizer says 800,000 doses are due in the UK in the coming days. The country has a population of 66 million. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, who survived his own serious case of COVID-19, spoke in the House of Commons today.
I would like to pay tribute to and to thank all those who have made this possible. It is the protection of vaccines that will ultimately allow us to reclaim our lives and get our economy moving again.
Jason Beaubien is NPR's global health and development correspondent. So, Jason, you've been scanning the globe. Your thoughts on this milestone today?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's a big deal. This is the moment we've all been waiting for, right? When the vaccine starts to actually be available to the general public, you know, supplies are going to be limited in the beginning. And, you know, we need to underscore that this is the Pfizer vaccine that we're talking about. It's just one of the vaccines. But it really is remarkable how quickly they've managed to get this from scratch all the way to the approval stage. And it's not just Pfizer. You've got these other ones that are in the works too. But normally it would take 15 to 20 years to do this. You know, a year ago, we hadn't even heard of SARS-CoV-2. And here they've done this in a matter of months. It's really, it's hard to understate how important and remarkable this is.
You using the real scientific name for COVID-19. But what's your biggest concern as the UK starts to roll out the vaccine, as other countries watch?
Yeah. So, I mean, there's going to be two issues. One is just the logistics. As I mentioned, this is the Pfizer vaccine. So this is the one that takes that incredibly low temperature for storage. It's minus 70 centigrade that it needs at certain points in time when it's being stored and transported. So logistically, this is not going to be an easy task to get the vaccine to all the different places it needs to get to and get people vaccinated. But it's doable, but there could be some logistical challenges. Second is going to be this concern that we're going from vaccinating tens of thousands of people during these trials to now you're going to start giving it to millions of people. And it is inevitable that after some of these people get the shots, some of them are going to have some medical issue. Maybe they were just about to have a heart attack. That is going to happen when you start giving this to such a large pool of people. And questions are going to come up about, you know, was that an adverse reaction to this vaccine? It might have nothing to do with the vaccine. But these are the types of issues that, you know, could lead to some resistance, some stumbling blocks, some questions about the vaccine in the months ahead.
Yeah. And just look globally for us for a second. Which countries have managed to control infection rates well? What lessons can we learn?
You know, some of the European countries have done quite well. You know, you look at France and Spain over the last month, they've brought their second waves down significantly. Ireland also seems to have gotten fully past its second peak. The numbers continue to remain really quite low in Africa. Places like Chile, they had a big surge in June, and then they brought it down to, you know, relatively low numbers, and they have managed to avoid a second wave entirely, like we've seen in some other places. So it's really different in different parts of the world, but there are definitely examples out there of places that have managed to do it successfully and keep their numbers, either bring them down after a second peak or keep them low.
Right. And what about the people who have been, you know, to be kind, stuttering here in the U.S.? We're seeing huge numbers of cases every day. Where are the other trouble spots?
Yeah. So, I mean, the U.S. still continues to dominate this pandemic globally with, you know, one out of every four cases being in the U.S. But after the U.S., then at the moment, it's India, Brazil, Italy, and Russia in that order. You know, it is interesting to sort of look at this, you know, 80% of both the cases and the deaths are in either the Americas or in Europe. It's really been these two regions that have borne the brunt of this. You know, and even this week, Dr. Tedros from the World Health Organization said he's very concerned about Mexico and Brazil and the rising numbers there. So there are definitely places that are not doing so well.
Yeah. Well, we just have a few seconds here, but I think I know the answer to this question. Yes, the vaccine, you know, is coming. It's coming faster to the UK. But the virus is still winning at this point, isn't it?
Unfortunately, it is. This pandemic continues to grow. Even as we see it ebb and flow in certain places, the numbers continue to come more and more each week, and they come faster and faster. So yes, the news about the vaccine is very important to actually slow that spread of the virus that we're seeing globally.
But the virus is still there. Jason Beaubien, NPR's Global Health and Development Correspondent. Thank you.
You're welcome.